brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just before I left for Austin, I took my family to the Smoky Mountains. Now, long before the Europeans named it the Smoky Mountains, the Cherokee had a name for it, and if I pronounce it correctly, it's something like Shaconoque, which means place of the fine particulate smog. No, not actually. That's what the EPA wants you to think. I was surprised to see this graphic on the EPA site where they explain what PM2.5 is. They use the Smoky Mountains as a poster child. Is it really PM2.5 and man-made smog that makes the Smoky Mountains smoky? No. We all know that it isn't, but we see this kind of thing done over and over again, like they did with polar bears on ice floes. Remember that? And, of course, Al Gore is telling us that the oceans are rising, but he builds his $9 million mansion in Montecito, California, right on the ocean side. So I don't think he believes that either. But they use these subliminal messages to try to convince us. And they can be quite effective. And speaking of bears, every visitor to the Smoky Mountains gets a handout that looks like this, warning you about black bears. And as my wife was reading that to the small children, I started thinking, a lot of the stuff they were saying about bears could be said about government, especially about the EPA. Let me just read a few things here. With aggressive behavior, the bear, the EPA, is demanding more space. If the bear, or EPA, continues to follow you, stand your ground. If the EPA gets closer, talk louder or shout at it. Act aggressively. Act together as a group if you have companions. Make yourself look as large as possible. Don't run, don't turn away, and don't feed the EPA. It only encourages further problems. David Knight, for InfoWars Nightly News.
I'm Darren McBreen with InfoWars Nightly News, and I'm here today at the Texas State Capitol. And we're about to find out if the people of Austin are aware that they are about to be hit by a wave of utility bill hikes as new EPA regulations drive up the cost of energy.
What do you think about paying higher utility bills because of the EPA's new regulations against power plants?
You know, there may be some new regulations coming up against power plants at this point. But unfortunately, right now, I think that our citizens, statewide and nationwide, basically overburdened, especially with today's economic developments and situations that are going on. I think rate hikes should be at a minimal to at least try to alleviate some of the burden on our taxpayers and our citizens nationwide and statewide.
I know a lot of people that are going to be not only shocked, but a little bit irritated about that as well. So, I mean, they're already, because it's such a hot summer.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's bills is already up through the roof.
You're already paying through the roof because the ACs are running nonstop. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, on top of that and with a downturn economy, yeah, it doesn't seem to jive that well.
Of course, I don't want to pay higher utility bills. They're already extremely high right now as it is.
Well, I don't want to pay more because of the carbon dioxide thing. That doesn't seem right, especially if it's not even proven.
Generally, I prefer regulations that deter pollution and paying a little bit more for that than an unregulated environment.
It all has to be regulated some way, right? It's going to mess our environment up.
I understand the tax on carbon footprints, but I mean, who's you know, getting a new Lexus, you know what I mean?
Do you think that carbon dioxide is dangerous?
I think carbon dioxide can be very dangerous.
Okay, what do plants breathe?
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I think carbon dioxide is definitely dangerous. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any rules and laws to prevent it being.
What do plants breathe?
Okay, folks, those are some excerpts from InfoWars Nightly News reports. We are live. It is the 24th day of October 2012. Giant broadcast lined up. Court rules. You will let the TSA drag your children off to dungeons, or you'll be put in jail. I'm serious. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Wednesday, the 24th day of October 2012, and we are getting very, very close to the big election coming up here in, well, now less than 2 weeks away, a week and a half away, just amazing times that we certainly live in. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Here are some of the headlines we're going to be covering today that are up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gulliford, North Carolina voters say ballot cast for Romney came up Obama on machine. We're getting reports of that, of early voting across the country coming up for Obama. Also, will anonymous bomb threat throw election for Obama? We've learned that there are specific bomb threats by so-called anonymous, probably provocateurs posing as hackers because it's anonymous, saying that they plan to bomb government buildings with high-powered explosives before the election. And that dovetails with another anonymous call, which is a perfect cutout, to demonize all hackers. That's the problem with anonymous, is they call it anonymous, then the government can project whatever they want onto that name. There is a call to march on Washington the day before the election, November 4th and 5th, and to storm it and basically have, will they expect to be shot and die? So this is clearly a provocateur operation. We've now learned, tracking this last few days before we reported on it, Paul Watson and I, that this has been going on for a month and is gaining steam with a lot of talk show hosts and people calling for storming, calling for the support on the march and the storming. You have different internet personalities and people, and either they're useful idiots or they're operatives. The reason it leans towards operatives, whoever's anonymously doing this and others, is this started a month ago. This call that's gained steam to storm the White House the day before the election, obviously to try to make the White House look like a victim and to have an excuse to bring in some type of emergency. Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, who does have some really good police and military sources, has said months ago on this show that there's a plan to try to stir up riots before the election, not even after. We see massive preparation for civil unrest in this country. The 1.2, 1.4, the 1.6 billion bullets bought this year. We see the military digging in. We see the military admitting they're preparing for civil unrest. I hope this doesn't happen. You know, the globalists can also hype all this fear and then use it as just an excuse to clamp down more and more in general. It's kind of internal propaganda. They give different police, what they call an authoritarian systems, security forces. What they give the paramilitary security forces is a back-channel propaganda to get them all hyped up on edge and believing that there are all these threats that don't exist. So we're going to be going over all of that today. Will anonymous bomb threat and threat to storm the White House, and of course the real anonymous folks have distanced themselves from this, but it doesn't matter because anytime something's, quote, anonymous, then you can have good people involved, bad people, but the government can go in or other groups, provocateur things to demonize the entire movement, say, of hackers. It's very legitimate and a great counterbalance to big corporations and government. It's kind of like people say, well, are you for Occupy Wall Street or are you against Occupy Wall Street? Well, you notice that Adbusters and other groups connected to George Soros and the globalists, who have a lot of laudable goals on the surface, they began to call months before, let's occupy Wall Street on this date. And then it was kind of nebulous. We're against the corruption. Then people show up by the tens of thousands in every major city. The media hypes it. Then the Democrats come in and try to co-opt it. They want it to be grassroots, but then co-opted it. It didn't work. First, you had Obama endorsing it. When it didn't work and they woke up and were against Obama and the Republicans and the system and started criticizing the corrupt elements of Wall Street, not just capitalism in general, but the crony people, the monopolyists, well, then in 35-plus cities, was it 35 in one night, they had federally run raids coming into the city and ordering the city, now is the time. And, in Denver and Portland and Dallas and New York, everywhere. Now go in and billy club people. Now go in and beat them up. Now, again, this has all been a coordinated operation. So they're projecting the term anonymous, giving it massive attention when people call themselves anonymous so they can build it up and also use it as a cyber threat to have the Pentagon and globalists publicly take over the web that they built to begin with. So that's really the process that is happening right there. Very important article. Because even ABC News said the White House could run some type of October surprise. Romney could as well, but he isn't in office. He doesn't have that whole apparatus at his fingertips, though there are neocons that support Romney who are embedded at different levels, even though they all agree on the same policies when it comes to geopolitical activities that Obama does. They want the power. So even though they're on the same team, basically, or in the same league, they're from different teams. Is a better way to say it, but they're in the same league. Will anonymous bomb threat throw election for Obama? We've got Joe Curl, who writes for the Washington Times, White House correspondent. He was at the last debate that they had Monday night. We're going to get him on to break that down for about 20 minutes. And Bev Harris on the reports. You guys, I forgot. I'm sorry. Will you pull me the stack of election fraud news out yesterday, that Forbes article about Hardiner Civic being bought out by the trust, the Romney Trust, that a lot of the votes in the country are going to be cast on. I think that's important as well. We're seeing fraud by both sides, or what could be construed as chicanery or impropriety. I mean, I think it's improper if you're in politics to own voting machine companies. Conflict of interest would be the proper term there. We're going to be talking to her coming up as well at the start of the next hour. But a YouTube threat to bomb government buildings, along with a plan by other members of Anonymous to storm the White House and Congress in an attempt to arrest government officials, not government servants, officials, the day before the presidential election could prove and provide the crisis for Barack Obama to secure a second term. And then he has the quotes in here by White House advisors, saying, if we don't have a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, we're not going to be able. Remember Robert Shapiro said that in the Financial Times of London? We're not going to be able to get Obama reelected. And any type of big staged event, a war, a new conflict, a terror attack, a storming of the White House or an attempt, anything like that would make Obama and his cohorts look like victims, and they are the prime suspects, and they have a history of doing Fast and Furious and other events. So again, they are prime, absolute prime suspects in all of this. This is an excellent article that Paul Joseph Watson put out this morning that I worked on with him, and it's got all the points in it. You need to get this out to everybody, folks. Will Anonymous bomb threat and threat to Will Anonymous bomb threat and storming of the White House plans. Should probably be the headline, but I understand it needs to be short and sweet. So go read the article. We'll get to more of that after Joe Curl is on with us ahead of Bev Harris. This is some devastating news. We were following this case so often I can read the profile of somebody in the news and guess they're a listener. We're talking to her lawyer. I'm guessing she's a listener. Poor lady. She was trying to fly out of Tennessee. They wanted to touch her daughter's genitals, and she said no, so they arrested her. And we've seen some attempts at this as well, saying if you film, they'll arrest you, even though it's legal and lawful. They have to admit that on their own TSA website. Or to say it's disorderly conduct if you try to leave. We've seen them threaten to fine people, or you can just leave. But then they don't tell you when you leave, they try to fine you. Now, that's been thrown out of court, but they found a simpering jury of bootlickers. Mom found guilty by court after refusing TSA pat-down of daughter. You know, the word pat-down is wrong. It is a groping. Remember 3 years ago when we first started really breaking this? Our articles, you know, almost every day on Drudge for a few months, became the biggest story in the country. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com, getting it out there, and our reporters breaking it down. And they'd say, we don't touch your genitals, not even on the outside. Show them going in the pants. We don't take you in private rooms. We don't strip search old ladies. They got caught lying the entire time. This is the incredible corruption that we're talking about. And the system has to get this done because this is the takeover army. The TSA now certifies your local police that they can now grope you. It's like the TSA brown shirts wave a magic wand and get ready for your proctology exam. A woman who stood up to TSA screeners and refused to allow them to grope her 14-year-old daughter has been found guilty of disorderly conduct and sentenced to 1 year of probation by a court in Tennessee. Yeah, when tyrants rule, patriots rot in filthy jails. Forget that exact quote. You guys search that. When tyrants prevail, or when patriots rot in filthy jails, I think is the the full quote is, treason is treason unless there be treason. Well, we'll get the full quote. Back in July of 2011, Andrea Fornella Abbott of Clarksville was arrested in Nashville Airport. Oh, yeah, we're on the radio in Nashville. You can, on two stations, you can bet WNOX and also Harry Grothschild's awesome Truth Radio. Authorities for expressing outrage at the TSA procedures. You know, in Hellraiser, when they chop you up, it's called a procedure. A police report stated that Abbott would not allow her daughter to be touched inappropriately or have her crotch grabbed. Well, you don't talk back to God. Maybe you need to be tasered. Abbott also refused to submit to a full body scan, which they admit gives you cancer, saying that she did not want her or her daughter's naked bodies revealed by the scanner. How dare? What do you think you are, an America lady? Of course you get groped and body scanned in Land of the Coward, Home of the Slave. The report noted she attempted to take a cell phone video of the incident, but was prevented from doing so by TSA gods. Oh, yeah. You don't film them. Well, we'll get back with the rest after this. I mean, you, how dare you?
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, this is a quote I know that's been around for hundreds of years. Author is unknown. But it was widely circulated during the revolutionary period of treason against the British rulers back in the 1770s, 1780s. No man escapes when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried appease, appease, are hanged by those they tried to please. Let me say that again. This is something that, you know, George Washington heard in the air when he decided to march up against the greatest military the world had ever seen with a ragtag band that was untested. An empire that had beaten the French, beaten the Spanish, beaten them all, beaten the Portuguese, beaten the Austrians, beat them all, but marched up against them. No man escapes when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease, appease, are hanged by those they tried to please. That's right. Author unknown. I'd tweet that, but it's too long. And that's what it comes down to. And I know TSA is going to be on every street corner and every mall. I saw them on C-SPAN say it. People are like, oh, stop fear-mongering. Oh, so they'll never be on the streets. They're now popping up in Austin, Texas. They were at ACL Fest. I've talked to people that saw it, and we're now taking photographs, our own Adon Salazar, of them in South Austin yesterday walking around with TSA trucks. That's on our Twitter, Real Alex Jones. And they are meant to dominate you. They are meant to line you up and put their hands on you. The system knows 90%+ of citizens are not, quote, criminal. But they've got to induct us into the criminal system and get us used to line up. Give me your papers. And by the way, I'm taking you behind closed doors. And by the way, I'm putting my hands on you. You ready? I'm going to touch your genitals. You ready for this? And it's always more, more, more. First, take your shoes off. First, take your coat off. Take your belt off. Just like people going into, you know, Nazi death camps. Take your shoes off. Take your clothes off. And they find people that are compartmentalized and really think they're fighting terrorists. Al-Qaeda publicly works for the government. A mother says, you're not going to grab my 14-year-old daughter and take her away and grope her body. Don't do that. And they started doing it. She said, stop, stop, and pulled her camera out. So they had the police arrest her and call it disorderly conduct to say, don't do that, and try to tape it. When the TSA's own website says you can film them for legal reasons, they have to say that because it's a, quote, public place. They're filming you. You have a right. Oh, let us secretly do something to you. Remember this year they got caught lying, saying, we don't take the clothes off of old women. And when they got caught, they said, well, we don't call that strip search when we take their clothes off. Okay? And now truck drivers all over the country are sending us photos and video. It's all over YouTube, where they're pulling up to checkpoints with Army, dogs, state police, and TSA are there in charge. And they're like, get out of your truck. And if they got a bumper sticker about freedom or something, they're like, what is that? I mean, they want you to know, you American trash, how dare you be against the New World Order? And they want, you got a problem? And I've seen these videos and news articles. They'll have state police and those Marine Corps drill sergeant hats. I mean, they're in a rock-ready stance. They're like, get up against that truck. You America. I mean, they hate us. They hate us. They hate us. This is a criminal authoritarian takeover, ladies and gentlemen. And again, police and military that aren't traitors, you got to decide what side you're on. Because I've seen footage of Fallujah checkpoints, and they didn't treat the Iraqis with this much disrespect because they knew it would cause them to revolt. They would just, come on, we're going to do this easy now. We're taking your daddy to Abu Ghraib. We're going to take your little kids, too. You know, load them up, boom. And the troops doing it weren't psychopaths, most of them, but the people at the dungeon were. And the Army's own report, just type in Army report on Abu Ghraib abuse is what they call it. You'll get Associated Press, Reuters. It's about 30 pages long, and I dare you to read it. The Army admits raping of children with battery acid and large objects. Raping of children, raping of the detainees with battery acid. How they did it every... I mean, folks, this is, they were ordered to do this. So you need to understand, they're building an army of dungeon keeper Jeffrey Dahmers for our families. They got paramilitary hit teams if he resists who just like to go hunting humans and like the adrenaline. They've got the pedophile abuser corps once you get to the dungeons. They've got just the general cops to write tickets and raise money. It's like an ant hive or something. An ant hill or a beehive or a wasp nest. They've got their specialized drones. They've got the whole thing worked out. They've got their soldier ants. They've got their their attendant ants that serve the Queenies, Janet Napolitano's. And folks, it's so horrible to know this. And this mother and the jury said guilty. You don't videotape and you let them grab your daughter's genitals. Is that clear? You're not an American anymore. Scum American. We'll do what we want.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joseph Curl, who is a writer at the Washington Times of many years, investigative journalist, White House correspondent, joins us to give us his take on the debate of Monday night. The fact that it's now coming out that Obama did know that it was, quote, a coordinated, premeditated terror attack in Benghazi. Yeah, no kidding, that was professional. That's big news today. We've also got more threats to riot and kill Romney. If Obama loses, that's finally being covered by the dinosaur media. We're going to cover all that with Joseph Curl, who was actually at the last debate on Monday and the one before that. And he's been very kind to join us on this busy schedule. Joe, where should we start here? How about the so-called Donald Trump announcement? I hadn't gotten to that yet. I tell you, talk about stringing people along. Make that announcement and tell us what you think of it.
It's actually dueling announcements and publicity hogs. You had Gloria Allred this morning going to court in Massachusetts to get unsealed some records that apparently Miss Romney testified in the divorce case of a colleague, and they ended up pushing that back until Thursday. We're really not even sure what's in there, but Romney's lawyer eventually came out and said he doesn't care if it comes out or not. It's testimony that he gave. He doesn't care. So doesn't sound like there's much there. And then Donald Trump had said he had some great revelation. Everyone was speculating again about, you know, divorce papers from Obama, birth certificate stuff, which Donald's already been involved in. Turns out when he made his announcement at noon, it was a plea for Obama to release his college applications and his passport application. And if he did so, Trump will donate $5 million to the charity of Obama's choice. So really a day of high excitement with all of this supposed stuff happening. And then in the end of the day, two washouts from two publicity hogs.
And Trump just continues to do this. Same thing with Gloria Allred. I mean, quite frankly, Romney helped out one of his friends, and in 20 years of marriage, Obama and his wife almost got divorced once. I mean, that's probably happened to most people.
Right.
I mean, this is really scraping the bottom of the barrel, but I think that's because both camps don't want to go after real corruption that's out there. They always love this, you know, kind of one-off tabloid stuff.
Yeah, and again, for Obama, you know, this sort of thing, you know, and who knows the coordination between Allred and even, you know, Donald Trump. This is, again, just distracting from major issues. You've got all of this hubbub happening on a day, as you were mentioning in the lead in there. You know, it turns out they have actual emails back and forth from State Department people, as many as 400 different people, CC'd or involved in this conversation going on live while the Benghazi attack was happening, including an hour after the attack had concluded, as far as they knew, you know, a claim by a terrorist group, you know, immediate claim of responsibility, which means that the White House has known since day one, since hours after this.
Which makes it premeditated lying.
Yeah, it starts to look like a massive, massive cover up. I mean, as much as the media wants to make it sound like Obama mentioned terrorist attacks and terrorist groups and that sort of thing in Benghazi, he really didn't. He said, as we talked about last time I was on, acts of terror, nothing about it specifically. And then we spent the next 10 days, up to 2 weeks, with them blaming it on a spontaneous demonstration that grew out of this video that was on YouTube over the summer that nobody saw. So it's really starting to look like a massive cover-up. I'm shocked that I looked this morning, Washington Post, New York Times, not even on their website. The story is not even there. So, you know, millions of people aren't going to even hear about this story. It'll be interesting to see tonight who covers it on the major network. It was broken by CBS last night, so they're already on top of it, but today you're getting a cold shoulder from an awful lot of the mainstream media on this story.
Your take on the last debate, I guess you've been at all of them. Again, Joe Curl, Washington Times, joining us. I have to say, I mean, I think they interrupted him. It looked to me like Obama was given more time. But Romney seemed a lot less combative and really let Obama get away with a lot of stuff. And not that I'm even, you know, here defending Romney. It's just that Romney did so good in the first couple of debates, it seemed to fizzle at the end, and kind of the right-wing media spun it that, well, you know, Romney was more presidential. Well, they tried that the first time with Obama. I'll say Obama looks physically ill. He doesn't look like he looked 4 years ago. And again, it's kind of like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, but what's your overall view on the debate we saw?
Yeah, I think that was a calculated method by the Romney people. Come out of the chute very strong. I think they did a pretty good job in the second one because they knew Obama was going to come out and they had to be combative, and that was probably the most combative of the three. But I think by the time they got to the third one, they were really thinking, you know, don't mess this up. We're on a good thing here. The last thing you need is to get too worked up about things, to get too argumentative, to make any major mistakes. So I think they were just at that point being very cautious. Let's just, you know, get through 90 minutes, have a discussion. The real point that I think a lot of people looked at that debate was that was really supposed to be the highlight for Obama. Obama has been doing four foreign policy for the last 4 years. Of course, Romney hasn't, and no one really does who's not the president or the secretary of state. So it was really a test on him to see if he looked as if he could handle that job. And I think, you know, whether people said he won or lost or whatever the final numbers were, he really did look as if he could handle the job of commander-in-chief. And I think an awful lot of people said, yeah, okay, he can do this job. And you know,
sure, exactly, because we're political junkies, so we're watching and it's totally boring. But Romney understands with most people, it's just how does he act? Does he smile? Does he look good? I mean, it does come down to who looks more presidential. It's so ridiculous that that's what you've got to do to win.
That's right. Well, and that's, you know, and the numbers were way, way down. And remember, you had Game 7 of the Major League Baseball. You had Monday Night Football. And it was a 90-minute debate on foreign policy, which a lot of people's eyes just glaze around that topic anyway. I'm guessing that a lot of people watch 30 minutes of it, if they watched it all, and then puts it off and went to something else, because it was an awful dry debate. It was already not going to be electric and exciting because they were sitting in a chair next to, you know, in chairs next to each other at the same table. Really didn't have the dynamics that the second debate had. And, you know, about halfway through, they had all used their talking points at least once, and then was kind of a rehash for the whole, you know, last 45 minutes. So it was not fascinating. But again, for Romney, you know, all they really needed to do was get through the thing. And Obama, you know, really, really needed to hit it out of the ballpark. Don't think he did. He did fine. That's why it was just kind of a wash. And at the end of it, I think a lot of people just went, okay, we're finally done with that. Let's get into the next 2 weeks of this thing.
Joe Curl, Washington Times, joins us. I'm asking a lot of the questions here, and I've got some more I want to ask you specifically on the poll numbers we're seeing. But before we go there, and who you think is starting to pull ahead, I mean, Romney is surging. Are there any other points you want to make before we run out of time here?
Well, I think right now, you know, you're starting to really see a shift in some of these battleground states. You know, Rasmussen's got Ohio tied. He's got New Hampshire, Romney up 4 in New Hampshire. That's a big deal because we've been – one thing that the mainstream media just says over and over again is no Republicans ever won the White House without winning Ohio. And that is true, although actually 150 years ago I think one did. But it's certainly true nowadays. But there are an enormous number of pathways that are opening right now for Romney, with including – Michigan's not really in play, but it's getting close, 6 points. Wisconsin's in play.
Colorado.
Pennsylvania's getting tighter. And then you've got places like Colorado, Nevada. Those things, if those places move, Colorado, Nevada, and New Hampshire, assuming that Romney wins Virginia and North Carolina, which is really looking like that's going to happen, and obviously Florida, that's a pathway for Romney to get there without winning Ohio.
Sure, and as you know, the University of Colorado, who hadn't been wrong in several decades, they've got a 76% chance that Romney's going to win the popular vote, but that doesn't win elections. It's electoral college. But looking at that, just bottom line, from my own novice research, I know you focus specifically more on this. I mean, it looks like Romney pretty much is now even ahead in the electoral college.
It does, and if you know, it, really, we will know. Viewers out there will know on election night what's about to take place. If he wins Ohio, Romney is probably done. He probably will win. If he wins New Hampshire, Ohio, North Carolina, and Virginia, that'll be in the Eastern time zone. So that'll be probably before 10 o'clock. We'll have a very good idea of where the very rest of the country's going to go. And that happened in 1980. When Reagan was pretty much in the same kind of position, trailing Carter by an awful lot, a couple of good debates, people started to see him as presidential. You remember what happened then? It was a landslide across the country. It just sort of steamrolled. And there are a lot of people that are throwing out there right now that this may well be that kind of case. May really just
yeah, my gut tells me that Obama is out just because the same reason Obama was brought in. People are like, hey, we want the economy to do better. We're just going to put anybody in there. I mean, we could have a ham sandwich running against Obama right now, and the ham sandwich might win. And now that people see that Romney is more animated, I agree with you. Everything shifted toward him, so he will win, minus some type of false flag, some type of October surprise. This is just out. We've confirmed over a month, anonymous, has been allowed with people with official websites and stuff, so the cops could have gone there, to say they're going to storm the White House on November 5th, the day before the election. There's now videos that the police are doing nothing about, saying that they're going to bomb federal buildings. Obviously not anonymous to general hackers, but people, probably provocateurs. This looks like Justice Department false flag, fast and furious type stuff, or they're letting idiots talk and hoping something's happening. I think that's the strategy, too, with all the riot talk, just still exploding after the last debate Monday, calling for death and murder and mayhem, and a very light Secret Service response. They say they're visiting some people. What's your concern on that? I mean, wild cards here, Joe Curl, from the Washington Times. I mean, what type of tricks? Because we know all these White House advisors, Robert Shapiro told the Financial Times of London, and I have it quoted in Paul Watson's article, that minus a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, Obama's not going to get reelected.
Well, that's what's been rumored out there. We had heard some rumors that Obama and was going to announce some sort of accord with Iran, that they squared away all their problems, and that they've got an agreement on nuclear weapons. That's something that's been floating around out there. But the violence, the threats of violence and riots and threats directly against Romney, it's been fascinating in how the Secret Service is always very quick to check out any sort of thing that has to do with Barack Obama. And it's striking that they haven't released all of the investigations they've been doing. Their Twitters, like you guys have posted on InfoWars, Twitter's just, running away with these things. There's hundreds of these different threats. It seems like the Secret Service should be on top of that, and we should be hearing about all of these investigations they're doing. I think that's a worry across the country. It's just, what will the response be? Obviously, the urban centers are much more prone to vote for Democrat and Barack Obama. So there's worry that if there's the appearance of any sort of improprieties, and especially if the media feeds those speculation or rumors of improprieties during the election, that could actually make things very bad. They'd have to be calling for calm and putting out an awful lot of information on how this has been above board. But we're starting to see already, in the early voting, some anomalies on voting, machine in Ohio. Somebody was trying to vote. They pushed the button for Romney, and then when they were about to vote, it switched it over to Obama. So we're starting to see reports of that. And we're not
that
even,
is pouring into out. My office, Joe, and I'll just report, whatever the case is, nonpartisan here. I happen to be a constitutionalist libertarian, so I agree with more Republican, ideas than Democrats, obviously. But I'll report just as I see it. And all I'm getting is feedback that people are unable to vote for Mitt Romney, except for one. I mean, it's got to be 10-1. And these are people that are smart and know who they're voting for, and it's just not even letting them vote straight Republican tickets.
Right, and we saw a report this morning that in Palm Beach, people are filling out absentee ballots, sending those in, and then when they get there, they're put in the hands of election workers, and they actually have to take them over to the machine and put the actual vote in the machine. So then, there's the real questions about whether that could be rife with all kinds of problems and mayhem. So we're just starting to hear these things. I mean, I assume both sides are going to have lawyers all over the place, but that's kind of for election night. You're going to have something, people have started to say upwards of 45% of Americans vote early. So you could have half of the voting population, half of the people that will vote, actually voting before election day.
And that gives the system a lot. And plus, we've seen Obama saying, vote early. We've seen Michelle Obama saying, hey, you may have an overflowing toilet, vote now, because we know statistically it's much easier to manipulate absentee ballots or early voting. What about the troops? Last time I checked, 90%+ of the troops didn't get their ballots and aren't going to be able to vote.
Yeah, they've been saying, and this has been interesting, they've been saying that you will get them, within 10 days of the election, and that they're guaranteed to have arrived by 10 days before the election. So we're still a few days away from that, and that would be plenty of time to get the thing and send it back. But the really frightening thing is if you get to 10 days, then 9 days, then 8 days, then it's really too late for you to get it. So we'll have to see it 10 days out if everyone has these things in hand. They may have all gone out in the last couple of days. They may be on their way there. They may arrive en masse to, you know, millions of people, which is what they're, you know, all these different election registrars are saying that's what's happening.
Man,
but we'll have to wait and see. My daughter's down in Virginia Tech. She's waiting for her absentee ballot. Still doesn't have it. So, well, yeah, I'm interested when she'll get it and when everyone else will get these things.
Joe Curl, people can go up to WashingtonTimes.com and see your articles and others. There's one at WashingtonTimes.com. Emails show U.S. officials told of militants within hours of Benghazi attack. That's Sean Waterman with that report. Obama says Latino vote is key to victory. Vows immigration reform. And we know the illegals are all out there trying to vote. It's just amazing that this is all going on. But in your gut, I mean, are you concerned about some type of trick being played? I mean, I just don't see an administration that would pull off Fast and Furious. I just don't see them giving up power easily.
No, and that's been sort of the frightening side of the Obama administration is, you know, a really sort of lawless and rampant Justice Department that will do things like, you know, threaten the Gallup organization on its polling techniques and alleging, you know, improprieties and infractions, putting pressure on, you know, polling agency.
Hold on, got to go to break. One more segment with Joe Curl.
Okay.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Speaking of election anomalies, we We're going to be looking at them with Bev Harris. You know, her book got turned into an HBO documentary on black box voting, and we're seeing a lot of anomalies across the board. So we're going to be looking at that for the next 30 minutes of the next hour. And then it's going to be phone calls and news. I may be having a confirmed military whistleblower on about preparations for civil unrest. It's confirmed he's in the military. It's confirmed he is who he says he is. And if it's accurate, and we're still vetting it, it is super creepy. So that may be on the last 30 minutes today. I don't know. Joe Curl, the Washington Times, is our guest. For radio listeners, go to WashingtonTimes.com. It's happening now. It's the top story on the left-hand side. Or if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, I'm streaming video of it right now. Obama says Latino vote is key to victory, vows immigration reform in 2013. And I was talking to Joe during the break. He said that's what he'd like to close with, is that story. That's actually pretty big because Obama didn't want this balkanizing statement out yet. Joe, give us your take on that.
Well, I mean, he spoke. It was a fascinating sort of development all this morning. He was calling the Des Moines Register to get their endorsement. It's a very big endorsement in Iowa. If you get the Register's endorsement, it sways a lot of people. So he called the newspaper, did 30 minutes with the editorial board there, but the White House demanded that it all be off the record. So this morning, the Des Moines Register wrote a sort of a snippy little editorial saying, he really should release this. We talked with him. Why can't we just release what he said? And the White House felt an awful lot of pressure, enough pressure to finally go ahead and release it. And what's interesting about it is he says at one point, you know, well, since this is off the record, I can say that, because he wants to speak bluntly and actually say what he's thinking, which is, I did a really important thing for my reelection, which was the Dream Act, you know, basically naturalizing millions of young illegal aliens. And the Republicans have a problem with that issue. I'm in good position. If I get reelected, it will be because of the Latino vote. And when I get reelected, I will push through immigration reform. So he's basically making a very, you know, blunt vow to do this, and he's making a blunt admission that this is how he intended to get reelected, to spike that.
And then if he gets that, it would be game over, because a lot of these people coming here are getting on welfare. And as long as they get their welfare, they'll vote to take my guns. And that's why I'm against this unlimited immigration. We already have the most open immigration in the world, and I don't want to become Latin America, or I'd move down there, because those are not free countries.
And you've got big cities like Los Angeles now is moving ahead with driver's licenses for illegal aliens, and that's a huge problem, because that's an official identification document. Once you have one of those, you can do an awful lot of things with that. I think that, you know, has always been. I mean, imagine trying to get a driver's license in Switzerland if you're not a citizen of Switzerland.
If I go to Mexico, I got to jump through special hoops to even buy land. They're not going to give me a driver's license. I mean, I can't go down there and get free health care or go down there with my wife and say, "Hey, I'm here to have a baby. Pay for it."
Right, and then this whole, you know, the whole idea now that the only party that will look after the interests of America, of Americans from other countries. And that's really where this sort of flips over. I mean, you would imagine that legal immigrants to this country would not be all that happy with illegal immigrants. They had to go through a process to get here. These illegal immigrants didn't. But the underlying message is that Republicans will be mean to Hispanics, and Democrats love Hispanics.
And that's not even true. The Republicans are trying to legalize. And it isn't even a Hispanic issue, even though that's the main group. It's an issue of giant third world populations, criminals, all of it coming here. Joe Curl, thank you so much for the time with us. We'll watch your reports at WashingtonTimes.com and hope to talk to you before the election's up.
That's good. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.